Hello everyone, this is TFM, the FDMDM, and now we're going to do wash day. Today is the day we're going to do washes, which is a magical day. So, I finished the base coating of all the miniatures from Betrayal at House on the Hill. So let me show you what those look like. So here's the red guy. Now I have the camera really low because I'm hoping that I won't have to, you know, focus as much. So you see the red guy, he's got red sleeves. He's got a light gray shirt. He's got the light mocha skin, burnt umber hair, and blue pants. He looks very plain though. Like there's nothing too special about this paint scheme, and that's the point. When you base coat a miniature, you haven't done washes, you haven't done details, you haven't done dry brushing, it looks very plain. Now this may look familiar to you a lot of pre-painted miniatures are like this. So here are some pre-painted miniatures for D&D. This is an orc paladin, and you can see like he's silver, his face is gray, he's got some black hair, some gold outlines, and then his robes are kind of a cream color, and that's it. So this is very common for pre-painted miniatures. And I bought these, they exactly as you see them. Here's another pre-painted miniature. Now this one has, the eyes are done, so it's got some detailing, but very simple. You got the fur, you got the tan, the brown, the silver axe, and that's about it. And then of course the blonde hair. This is very common for pre-painted miniatures. So when you base coat a miniature, and it looks very plain. Like here's the werewolf girl. She's got a dark gray clothes. She's got the purple in her hair. She's got the dark brown outside the purple. Light mocha skin and a light gray shirt because we're going to dry brush that white. But these are fine. You know, when you base coat a miniature with one color, it's going to look plain. You're not going to have a lot of detail with it. But if you stop now and just declare this miniature done, it's acceptable. I know, like, it's basically board game acceptable. A lot of pre-painted miniature board games, this is the level of quality you're getting. Now, you should hold yourself to a higher standard, but I'm just saying, if you turn back now, no man will call you a coward. Now, someone asked me, when am I going to get to the 3D printing stuff? So I'll show you some 3D prints I've done today. Firstly, here's this Santa Claus guy. I didn't even realize the Santa Claus guy had human hands for feet. So that I learned that when I was painting him up, like, oh my God, he's got human hands for feet. What a weird. This guy's a monster. And you can play as him in Betrayal at House on the Hill, which makes no sense. Like imagine you're investigating a spooky mansion. And you know, this girl's like, oh, hey everyone, there's a spooky mansion. We gotta go check it out. And then Monster Santa shows up walking on his hands. He's like, hey, can I come with you? Like, this is ridiculous. This Monster Santa should not be a playable character. So, kind of like how the werewolf girl has a human form, and then she has her werewolf form. Nope, I dropped it. So the werewolf girl has her human form. Is it gonna? Damn it! It's not gonna focus. All right, I'm gonna focus now. Focus now. So you got the werewolf form. If she's the bad guy, she becomes a werewolf. That's the general idea. You know what? I think this is too dark. I don't know. This maybe having the camera this low isn't working out. Anyway, long story short, I 3D printed a Santa. So this is Santa. He's normal human Santa. I 3D printed him from an STL file. And you can see that he is to scale. He's a little on the tall side. Like here he is scaled with... Is this going to focus? There we go. Here he is scaled with the priest. And so now we have a normal human Santa he looks like a mall Santa too, because he's like very skinny, except for his, like, he's got like a little bit of a belly, but he's a mall Santa. He's got like a pillow under his shirt. So we have mall Santa, and for whatever reason, if he becomes the bad guy, he somehow, through some series of events, goes from mall Santa to monster Santa. Is the camera going to focus? All right, so this didn't work. Okay, I'm just gonna bring the camera out because this is kind of in the way. Since it's not helping me focus anyway, there's really no point having the camera. Look, okay, so this, I don't know. I was hoping that having the camera really low Now it's focusing. Okay, this seems to be the ideal depth. Cool. Good to know. Anyway, so here's a 3D printed Santa. Now, this was printed on an FDM printer. In fact, you're going to see a lot of FDM prints today, because while we're going to be washing the Betrella House and the Hill miniatures, I've also taken the liberty of getting started on some Mansions of Madness miniatures. So I'm going to show you how to do two-tone washes. Now, two-tone washes are great if you have a monster that's one color. So here is a deep one. This guy's already done. Let me show you him. This is a deep one from Mansions of Madness. Okay. And what I did is, because these are basically fish people, once you hit them with the base color, and you do a two-tone wash. So you prime them, you highlight them, which you can see the highlights better on the back. Then I hit it with a mid-tone green. I use Kelly Green for the mid-tone in a wash. You don't want to cover up your highlights. You want it to kind of drip down the highlights. So Kelly Green for the first wash, Arbor Green for the second wash. I do the same thing for orcs and goblins and ogres. This is kind of like my basic green skin two-tone wash, but it's just two shades of green. It's a Kelly Green for the first wash, and then an Arbor Green for the second wash, and there you go. They're basically done. Now, with monsters that are all one color, more or less, this is actually really simple. You can also use this for things like cultists. So here is a Priest of Dagon, and so I did the two-tone wash for him. I am going to go back. I'm going to hit his face and hands and, you know, make those skin tone. But since the model is mostly his robes and his hat, and because he's a Priest of Dagon, I assume that he's going to be green like the monsters. So you could just do the two-tone wash even on a humanoid character, and then just come in and hit them up with a skin tone after the two-tone wash, because at this point the model is mostly done. The two-tone wash has given it a nice dynamic range of green, or, you know, maybe. All right, so I'm gonna show you the two-tone wash trick. Some models have already gotten their first wash, like you have these cultists have already been given their yellow wash. Oh, I don't even have to hold my hand over it. Cool. Excellent. So these cultists have already got their yellow wash. And then there's some monsters. Like this monster has already gotten a red wash. So this is what a red wash looks like. We're going to do our second tone today. And then here's like a big old monster. This is a liger. This is a cross between a lion and a tiger. It's pretty much my favorite mythical animal. And he's got a red wash. And you can see with the wash, it doesn't cover up the highlights or the shades. It just kind of soaks into the recesses, which is exactly what we want. So we're going to do a lot of two-tone washes today. We're also going to get started on these guys. These are Deep One hybrids. And I also have the Child of Dagon, who's another Deep One hybrid. We're going to hit them up with the green wash as their first tone. So you're going to see the second tone and the first tone. So these models have been primed and highlighted, but they haven't received their first tone. And then other models have received their first tone, but not their second tone. And then some models like him have received their first two tones in the wash. I mean, he's already dry. In the detail phase, I'm going to hit his face up, his hands, his stick, add some, you know, metallics, and he'll be done because he's mostly just his robes. So you can use the two-tone wash system on a robed figure. Like, for example, I got a lot of these cultists who I hit with a yellow wash. So we have some cultists in yellow, we got cultists in green, we got monsters in red, we got a lot going on. We also have some flesh tone models, who are basically naked women. Yes, I said naked women, so if that got your attention, you have to subscribe now. Anyway, so here's a witch, this is a 3D printed model. She's covering her boobs, so you can't see anything, and she's got like a sarong over her waist. And yes, what's so wrong? Nothing. What's so wrong with you? But anyway, this is the witch. She's got a flesh tone wash because she's mostly naked. And then there are the goat spawn, who are completely naked with their hair covering their boobs. They're basically half goat animal women who are the cultists of Shub-Niggurath. And then we have the children of the goat, which are just dancing, mostly naked cultist women. So you have the flesh tone for that. You also have like the thralls, who are kind of women who are being transformed into something. And they got like a monster hand. Kind of remind me of Resident Evil 2. with the doctor who's like, he keeps mutating into monsters. That's kind of what's going on with these people. But they're mostly flesh. So when they're mostly one color, you can do the two-tone wash and then come in and hit up, you know, her dress and the details in the detail phase. But you can get most of the model done pretty easily with a two-tone wash system. All right, without further ado, let's talk about our tools. We have, this is my general wash brush. It's just a trash brush, but we're going to do conditional washes as well, which is why we're going to need small makeup brushes. I also have this short clean brush, which I use as basically an eraser. If I make a mistake and need to pull the paint off of something, I'll just wet this brush, pull the paint off, dry it, and just do that as many times as I need to get rid of the wet paint before it dries. So these are the tools. I also have my Pop Fidget palette with my trusty stick. And then I have all my paints. These are all going to be darker paints because these are washes. You're going to highlight in light colors, you're going to base coat in midtones, and you're going to wash in dark colors. And then finally, of course, we have the tools of our washes. We have the 70% isopropyl alcohol, and we have the dishwasher rinse aid. Now, someone messaged me and said they don't have dishwasher rinse aid in their country. They've never heard of dishwasher rinse aid. You might know this as jet dry. This basically goes in your dishwasher, hence the name dishwasher rinse aid. And this helps your dishes be spotless. And the way it does this is it helps everything flow. So when it comes to your dishes, it helps the soap and water flow off your dishes without leaving spots. When it comes to paints, it allows the paint to flow into the recesses and turns them into speed paints, contrast paints, whatever you want to call them. So this is the secret ingredient for our speed slash contrast paints. But if you don't have a Walmart where you live and you don't have generic, you know, dishwasher rinse aid, it's usually called jet dry. It's basically, it goes in your dishwasher. It's for spotless dishes. It may or may not have the blue coloring. The blue coloring doesn't matter. All right. We are ready to get started. So let's see what model we want to start with. What wash you want to use. Okay. Most of our models have the Caucasian skin. And we also have the werewolf that needs a dark umber wash for their fur, because their fur is a brown oxide, which is a little bit lighter. So let's start with a burnt umber wash, and we'll hit up the skin, and we'll hit up the werewolf, and we'll also hit up these nude cultists, because they're going to need a burnt umber wash to bring out the details of their naked skin. And let's also do some other monsters. Let's also do these guys. So these are Chthonians. These are like basically dune worms with tentacle mouths. And I did a flesh tone, and let's paint them with a burnt umber wash to kind of make them look like, we're going to look like giant penises. And, you know, this isn't like a Freudian thing. The aliens, the xenomorphs from the movie Aliens, were drawn by H.R. Giger in order to evoke rape. I'm not even joking. The way, like, the face huggers implant and it bursts out of your chest, they're meant to evoke rape, which is why the xenomorphs have, like, penis heads. If you notice the shape of their penis, their heads, they're, like, penis-shaped. So having penis-shaped worms, it's not like a Freudian gay thing. It's actually meant to evoke primal fears. Because, you know, people have a primal fear of certain things, like being raped. And so if you can evoke that in a monster like a xenomorph or one of these like worm things, that's actually good. And then we have the crawling ones, which also kind of look like penis monsters. I'm going to hit them with a brown wash too. And this is actually going to give us a good contrast, because one of them is going to have a red first stage wash and the other one's going to have a flesh first stage wash, but they're both going to have a brown second stage wash, and you're going to see how different that looks. All right, without further ado, now we have a lot of models to do in the brown. So we're going to use the big blue thing. So we're going to get our burnt umber. Nope, hold on. This is a reminder. All right, sorry about that. Oh, God damn it. Sorry, there we go. Okay, we're going to need a fair amount of paint because we got a lot of models to paint. So that should be enough. All right, we're gonna get our isopropyl alcohol. That should, well, a little more. You kind of want to go one for one-ish. I don't do exact measurements. I just kind of eyeball it. And then when it comes to the rinse aid, just a couple drops. That's all you need. You don't need a lot. I mean, think about it. When you use this in your dishwasher, you're cleaning an entire, you know, thing of dishes, and you're only using like a squirt. So you don't need a lot of rinse aid to get this going. All right. The good thing about using this big well, like this is, you're not going to get any paint. Like, it's not going to flow outside, even though we made a fair amount of it. All right, there we go. All right, we're going to set that down. Let's get a paper towel. All right, we are ready to get started. Okay, so first model we're going to work on. Let's do the let's start with the Betrayal at House on the Hill models, and then we'll move on to the Mansions of Madness. So I'm going to get a small makeup brush, and we're going to do, this is going to be a conditional wash. All right, I'm just going to wet it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make sure it's not too thick, not too thin. Looks good. Now we're going to do the wash. And all we're going to do is we're just going to dab it. Just dab it. You don't have to force anything. Give it a little dabby dab. All right, there we go. Now, I don't know if you can see that. Let me see if I can. You can see the detail in the face. It's like magic. You could just the brown burnt umber wash brings out the details in the face and the arms just by giving it a little dab. And we're done. That's all we got to do for the red guy. You can see the details in his face very well. I'm actually going to set him on his back when I let him dry. I'm going to set him to the side, let him dry on his back so that the burnt umber pools in his eye socket so you can see his face. All right, I think we still have some on our paintbrush. We can just dab his hands, dab his other hands, give it dab his face. And there we go, there's Santa Claus. He's done. All right, keep the train moving. Let's do the elf. I think we're gonna need more wash now. All right, we're gonna hit his hands, hit the other side of his hands. All right, and then hit his ears and his face. Okay. There we go. It wasn't going in his ears. Like his ear wasn't, the recess wasn't filling in. All right, there we go. There's the elf. You can see the details in his face and his hands now, thanks to the burnt umber wash. All right, lay him on his back. All right, next let's do Santa Claus or Monster Santa. All right, we're gonna do his feet. All right, feet, got his weird human hand feet. And then let's do the his tentacle. Apparently these are like antlers. He's got like antler tentacle hands. I don't know. He's a monster Santa. I don't know. It's a monster Santa. It's a horror thing. It's like those direct-to-DVD horror movies that are all based on a holiday. You got like a Valentine's Day slasher movie. You got a Thanksgiving Day slasher movie. I'm sure there are Christmas ones already. This is just like one of those movies in the form of a board game where you can play as the Monster Santa to bring children the toys. There we go. All right. Now, I did get some wash on his beard. I don't want to do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my cleaning brush, and I'm just going to soak that up. See that? You just soaked it up like a sponge. Yummy, yummy. All right. There we go. All right. Santa is done. Move him to the side. Oh, they're sticking to my gloves because of the primer. All right. Let's do the Asian priest. All right, so let's do his hands. Now, he's supposed to have a white robe. This could get ugly. Oh my God, I totally missed his hands and I got it all over his robe. But let's hit his head up before we double back and clean that up. All right, now let's soak up all this wash. that went into his robe. That's the thing about washes. It's they're liquid, so you can soak them up with a clean brush. All right, so the priest is done. All right, we're getting there. All right, we got one more. We got the werewolf girl. All right, and she's got her hands in her pockets. So all we got to do is her face. There we go. All right, and she's done. You can see the detail of the burnt umber soaking into the recesses of her eye sockets and whatnot. Actually, it's a little bit light. Let me get some more color. Let me darken her up. Also, someone suggested that she is indeed Hispanic or some type of jungle Asian. Because, you know, in case you didn't know, not all Asians are like Chinese. There are Asians from other Southeast, you know, Asian countries that are like a little bit darker. They're like jungle Asians. So she's going to be our jungle Asian transplant, probably from, like, I don't know, Thailand or something. You know, I like to give these random game pieces backstories. All right, let's do the werewolf now. I used a brown oxide, which is a lighter shade of brown. So now we're going to hit her up with the dark brown, which is going to give her fur a lot of nice contrast. It may not be entirely obvious as I'm laying it down, but when this dries, you're going to see the contrast. Just like I showed you, just like this deep one, it's just two shades of green. But you put them together and it creates a really interesting range. So even though this werewolf is mostly just going to be brown, the two shades of brown working together in a wash is going to make the werewolf fur look a lot more dynamic and natural. And that's what I love about miniature painting, is when you're doing 2D painting, everything has to be very deliberate. You have to kind of plan and deliberately put down each color, each line, each dot. Everything has to be done by you. There's so much responsibility with 2D painting. When it comes to miniature painting, you can let gravity and nature do a lot of the heavy lifting, and you can be, you know, you could let just follow the process and be amazed along with everyone else, you know, because you didn't have to plan it. If you think about something, you've already experienced it, you know. But if you're like delighted with the process, you know, like as nature and gravity do the thing, you're kind of just witnessing it. It's really cool. All right, the werewolf is done. I don't think these guys need, you know what? Let's try to use the burnt umber wash on their face. I used a brown oxide for their faces. I don't know if the burnt umber is going to be dark enough to bring out their details, or if I'm going to have to go with a black wash, because they are African American. So let's hit it with the burnt umber wash and see what we get. Maybe it'll work out and I won't have to go to a black wash. I mean, I'm not against going with a black wash, but if I can get this done with a burnt umber wash, that would be better. I don't know. I think that works. Okay, cool. I won't have to use a black wash. Now, I will still have to use a black wash for the werewolf girl's clothing, because she's wearing black clothing. And also the purple girl's pants are supposed to be black as well, but they're dark gray at the moment. All right, let's just do her face. Now, I'm not worried about it getting in her hair, because her hair is already burnt umber. I'm going to do a black wash in her hair. Do her hands. All right. Oh, there we go. I think that's it. Excellent. So that would be the end of the video if I was only doing these Betrayal House in the Hill minis. But again, like I said last video, you want to start, like, have multiple projects going so you can do the steps. Now let's work on these cultists. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do a lot of stuff. Hold on, I did not. Once again, I forgot my water. Let me clean my brush. Let me get some isopropyl alcohol. I will use the yellow. Well, I don't know why I keep forgetting my water, but I do. So we're just going to clean the brush off in the yellow well, which again, well, I mean, if you want to see it, want to see where all the action is happening over here off camera. All right, so we're not going to use this makeup brush anymore because the whole model is going to get the treatment. So you can actually use a fatter, kind of more. Let me loosen these bristles up. It's got some old paint on it. All right, there we go. All right, so this is the magic. All right, so I did a flesh first stage wash with a brown burnt umber second stage wash. And you can see the details just pop with this this naked half goat woman. And this was 3D printed. You can see some of the layer lines, but it looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. And I am going to hit up the detail. Like, obviously her hair isn't flesh toned, so I will be painting her hair and various other things, but that is good. All right, let's knock out all these cultists until we run out of a brown wash. All right, so Children of the Goat is done. See how quickly this goes? You don't want to spend a lot of time fussing over washes. Now, with conditional washes, you're going to want to be very careful about getting them. I already showed you conditional washes. I was just doing their faces in the brown wash. With these models, I'm not too concerned. I'm just getting the paint on because these are monsters. These are not meant to be like super detailed. These are just monsters that are gonna kind of come and go. I am gonna put detail in them, but they're also, this is the other thing too. The monster is 50% one color. Like this thrall, she's 50% just her arm. So making her flesh tone with a two-tone skin wash makes a lot of sense. These goat spawn, they are completely naked. So other than their hair, they're all going to be just skin tone. So painting these all in like a big thick wash makes sense. But the other ones, they're like the main characters for Betrayal of the House on the Hill. You know, the only part of them with skin is their faces and their hands. So you want to do a conditional wash because we're going to have to hit their clothing up with different washes. You don't want brown, you know, unless you do want brown, like maybe they're wearing leathers and you want to stain it with brown. See, look how good that looks. That's a two-stage wash. Hit it with a flesh tone wash and then hit it with a burnt umber wash to bring out the details. And that, like, compare this. Let me just do a quick aside. So we have a D&D pre-painted miniature. And then we got this guy. Like, I have put no detail, but just look at the dynamic contrast in the browns because of the two-stage wash. All right. Let's see. Okay, next we'll do the witches. The witches are naked. They need their brown wash. They need their poop bath because they're evil. They're evil naked women. And, you know, naked women to cause a lot of trouble. Someone's got to stop them. They can't keep getting away with it with their nakedness and their womanness. Gotta put a stop to their evil ways. Using their boobs to cast evil enchantments. All right, we're almost done with the flesh, guys. And again, I'm doing this because they're naked. Now, this may look bad. It may look like I'm ruining them because the brown is really dark. But when this dries, it's going to look really good. It's going to look really good. It's going to look like skin. And then we're going to go from there. And we're almost done with the flesh tone miniatures. And again, the point of this is I started with the Betrayal House on the Hill. So I'm still working on the Betrayal House on the Hill monsters. Sorry. I'm still working on that. But while I'm working on that, I can use the wash I made to do a bunch of other models. I talked about this last video of, you know, just chipping away one color at a time. This is what I'm talking about. So I did the burnt umber wash. Instead of just stopping when I finished the model I was working on, I'm going to do the burnt umber wash for all the models that need it. I'm going to do their tentacles in purple. So I'm not going to hit up their tentacles. They're going to have like a brown fleshy penis worm body with a big purple tentacle penis tip. And they're going to be my penis worm things, ready to burst out of the floor and swallow you into their urethra mouth. No, that isn't that terrifying? Can you imagine a giant penis monster? There was a penis monster in the game, whatever it's called, something Tensai. It's like the Persona series. I used to play Persona. Like I beat Persona 3. I got partway through Persona 4, and then I just stopped. But Shin Megami Tensei, whatever it's called. I don't remember. I don't know how to pronounce it. There's a giant penis monster in one of them. It's like a penis monster in a wheelchair. It's pretty terrifying. I would be terrified if a giant penis monster in a wheelchair showed up. I would pretty much lose my shit. All right. Now we can use the burnt umber wash for undead as well. So I happen to have some modern day skeletons from Mansions of Madness. And just like with the HeroQuest skeletons, we're going to hit them with the poo-poo pee-pee wash. So they've already received their dark yellow wash. Now we're going to add their brown wash. And that's going to make them look like proper undead. And you're also going to see the difference. And this is the magic. This is the same wash. So I'm using the same wash for skin. I'm using the same wash for undead. But you're going to get entirely different looks. So when you do an undead, you're going to get this old bone with dirt and grime kind of look. Where if you do it with flesh, it's going to look like just skin. So, all right, we got one more skelly boy. We still got some burnt umber wash. I'm wondering, okay, what am I going to do with the rest of this? I don't want to waste it. I mean, if I'm done, I'm done. But I'm just saying, like, if I have the wash ready to go, are there any models that need a burnt umber wash? I don't know. You know what? Let's do the Liger. Let's do the Liger in burnt umber. That'll use up a lot of it. So he's gonna be red with the burnt umber over the red. So I'll have a nice like red and brown, like a bloody turd. Like you ate something, and like you ate a lot of cheese and it made you really constipated. And then when you finally were ready to go to the bathroom, you were super constipated and you were like, you know, had a cold sweat as you like bit your lip. And then you basically just gave birth to a shit baby. That's what this is. This is your shit baby. Coming back like, Mama, why did you flush me? I thought you loved me. It's like the revenge of this shit baby crawling out of your toilet. All it wanted was your love, and you rejected it. You cast it aside and flushed it. Now it wants revenge. This summer, Revenge of the Shit Baby. In theaters and IMAX. This time, there are no flushes. The only thing that will be flushed is your soul. Shit Baby coming this summer. Alright, so we're almost... Shit Baby's almost done. We got just a little bit more. We gotta make sure we hit up all the spots. It's gonna flow down. It's gonna flow down because of the rinse aid. But we want to make sure that we get it everywhere so that when it flows down in a natural way. And there aren't any obvious misses. Okay, so, all right, we got our shit baby. Shit baby. You can actually see the red already starting to poke through. So, yeah, that's gonna be cool. It's going to look like a centipede. I mean, it already does look like a centipede, but it's going to look even more like a centipede. Let's keep the tradition going, and let's do these crawling ones. These are 3D printed as well. And this is going to be a red, you know, more, I don't know why. I just, for some reason, bloody poop is what I think of when I look at these guys. And the thing, you know, this is the thing about Lovecraft, all right? And like, again, like the Xenomorphs. You make a monster that's full of tentacles and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, that's a really interesting design, but it's not scary. Like, what are you supposed to be scared of? Okay, it's got tentacles, so what? What's so scary about tentacles? I mean, who doesn't love hentai? But when you make it like a bloody shit, you're like, oh my god, I had a bloody shit once. It was horrible. I was so traumatized. How could I go on, you know? And then now you're bringing up all these repressed memories. I thought I was over that day, and now I've seen this monster, and it's reminding me of the bloody shits I've had. And now it's all coming back to me. Just like when I tried to flush that day and it wouldn't go down, it just kept flowing back up and then started spilling onto the bathroom floor, and I just kept flushing and flushing. It only made it worse. And then I woke up and it was all a dream. And then my mom told me that the bloody shit monsters aren't real and they can't hurt me. And then I looked and there was a bloody shit monster behind me. All right, so we still got some brown. I think we're done. I think we're done with the brown. All right, you know what? I think we're done with the brown. We're gonna stop. All right, I'm going to clean out my palette, and then we're gonna do the next color. Okay, so I'm back, cleaned out my palette, and we're done with the brown, the burnt umber. So we've gotten all our burnt umber done. Okay, let's put all the monsters we've already worked on to the side to dry. We're not gonna touch them again because they're done. They are all done. They've already got their two-stage wash. We don't need to worry about them anymore. We just let them dry. What color should we do next? What color should we do? Let's do a dark red, because we got to do Santa, and we got to do the guy with the sleeves, and we got to do mall Santa man. And then, you know what? Let's do the cultists, these yellow cultists. We'll hit them with a dark red. So they'll have the yellow and the dark red. I think that'll be a good look. For some reason, my camera moves. Hold on. What's going on here? What is going on? All right, so that's what we'll do. All right, time to mix up. So for our dark red, we're going to use a flamenco red. Flamenco red from Apple Barrel. 85 cents at Walmart. I do not use any kind of expensive paint, the Citadels and all that nonsense. If you do, that's fine. You know, you do you. It's your money. I'm not going to tell you you can't throw your money away, but you probably don't need to. Maybe you're like, but you're using isopropyl alcohol and Rinse-Aid, and that's, I'm fine spending $10 on 2 ounces of paint instead of 85 cents. In order to avoid the hassle of mixing some Rinse-Aid and some isopropyl alcohol into my acrylics to make washes. I'm like, okay, you know what? That's perfectly valid. Fair criticism. You can give Games Workshop your money. I'm sure they'll appreciate it. All right. We're going to go back to our makeup brush. Make sure it's dry from the previous. You know what? Let me get my isopropyl alcohol well, ready to go to wash my my brush off. All right. Okay, we are ready to rock. All right. Let's do red. And we're going to dab. We're just dabbing. We're dabbing on the haters. And we're just trying to get some dynamic contrast in the red, because we use a lighter, brighter red for our base tone, and we're going to use a darker red for the wash. Very similar to the two-stage wash. I don't know if you can hear the lawnmowers going, but it's fine. We're just having some fun. We're just painting. The lawnmowers, they're just there to hang out. They just want to hang out. Cutting the grass while we're painting Santa Claus. It's a good old time. All right, almost done. Let's see. Okay, this is going to be hard to get because I got to get down here. I might get some on his beard. Let's see how lucky I get. Not bad. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Like, that looks really good. Look, so we got the speed paint. Again, just in the... This is the thing about conditional washes. I'm not slathering him in red. I'm just hitting up his red spots with a red wash to bring out the details in his red. We're going to dry brush the light gray for his trim and his beard. His skin's done. His skin is done. I may do some detailing in his weird tentacle antler arms. I don't know. I'll think about that, but he's done. All right. Next, we have Mall Santa. All right, Mall Santa, he's going to get the wash. Again, we're just dabbing. We're not slathering it on. We're just going to dab it over the parts of the model that are meant to be red to add some, a little bit of a darker red to settle into any recesses, crevices, crevassiers, to give it a little bit more of a dynamic color. And if it goes over some of the details or some of the trim and I have to repaint the trim, it's fine. It's fine. You know, cleaning up the model in the detail phase is part of the process. All right. I think that's it. That's it for Mall Santa. Look how quickly this is going, by the way. All right. Finally, let's hit up the guy's sleeves. This is going to be pretty effortless. Just one sleeve. All right. And... two sleeves. There we go. He's done. All right. And now we're done with the Betrayal at House on the Hill, guys. For another color, let's do the cultists. We're going to switch brushes. Let's clean up. Because we're not doing conditional washes anymore. Now we're going to do full washes. So we're going to switch back to our trash brush. So that we get more coverage. And this is going to... So now, instead of the poo-poo pee-pee wash with the yellow and the brown, we're going to do a yellow and a red. Which, I'm not sure how this will look. It could just look orange. It could look awful. Or it could be great. I don't know. We're going to find out together if this is garbage or not. The important thing is the wash is darker than the base tone. All right, so set this aside. I don't know. I don't know if there's a correct way. I looked at pictures online of how people paint their cultists, and there really is no consistent theme. You could do your cultists in any color you want. You know? So yellow and red make as much sense as anything. And if they look orange, who cares? You know, like orange cultists in my game, it's more common than you think. All right, we are just making progress. Okay, so the undead are already painted. We're gonna do the cultists. And again, once the two-tone wash is done, the model is going to be 90% done. But I'm going to go in and I'm going to hit their faces with some flesh tone. I'm going to hit their sticks with some brown. So once we're in the detail phase, I will go back and hit up these details. But since the model is 90% one color, you know, because the robes, it doesn't make sense to go in and like hit up all the detail. Just use a two-tone wash to give you the look you want for 90% of your model, and then you're done. Then you can just go in, hit up his face, his hands, his stick, you know, maybe his belts, maybe hit up, you know, if you want to add some trim, you can add some trim, maybe some silver trim. That would look pretty sharp. But then his robes are going to be, you know, and what's really cool about a red wash is it looks like blood. So are these like yellow Haster cult members drenched in blood? I mean, that's pretty metal right there. I'm kind of digging it. As long as it doesn't, and because the washes were fully dry, I'm not worried about them blending together. this actually looks pretty good. So they're basically, they're yellow. They're wearing yellow robe, but they're covered in blood. Just super metal. That's how I like my Cthulhu cultists. Just metal as hell. Because they're, you know, they're evil. This isn't like Scooby-Doo. You're fighting evil cultists who do human sacrifice and have half-naked goat women. This isn't Scooby-Doo, you know. It's okay. The blood, all that stuff. This is adult Scooby-Doo, damn it. We don't mess around. We do not mess around in adult Scooby-Doo land. Oh, man. I'm looking at the crawling ones. The ones I did the brown wash over the red. And they look like... They either look like turds, or they look like black dicks. Big old black dick monsters or turds, depending on how you want to interpret it. Which, honestly, that's part of the horror. Which, you know, are you afraid of black cock, or are you afraid of turds? I don't know. Either way, this monster is going to evoke your fear of black cocks and or turds. And that could be terrifying. That's the secret of horror. You want to tap into people's primal fear of black cock and turds. That's how you get them. That's how you hook them. All right, I'm digging it. I'm digging the cultist with the yellow and the red. All right, but yeah, let me show you what I'm talking about. So here's, look at this guy. He's ready. He's ready to put a baby in you and never call you again. All right. And also, let's look at... let me clean this off. So I think we're done with the red. Yep, we're done with the red. Let me just clean off my brush off camera. But there's a paper towel that I'm cleaning my brush off in case you're wondering what I'm doing off camera. All right. Let's look at the liger. The liger's looking really cool. So look at the ligers. You got the red and the brown. It's really coming together. And again, I'm not doing anything. I'm just letting the paint flow. Letting the paint flow wherever it wants to go and just seeing everything just emerge from the process. Let's also look at some of the naked women. So here we have Child of the Goat. You know, looks like skin. You can see the detail. It's much better than just being the one color. The brown over the skin tone really brings out the detail. Let's look at our undead with the dark yellow and the brown. Looks good. Looks like a skeleton doing a little thriller dance, I see. You know? All right. What do we got left? I think we're... Okay, well, let's see. Let's go back to Betrayal House on the Hill. Let's see. We got to do the blue jeans. All right, so I'm going to clean out my palette. Let me put this here. Let me clean off my palette, and then we're going to start the next color. All right. Okay, so let's move our models out of the way once again. We're kind of almost done, honestly. All our models are basically hit up. Move these out of the way. I know this is like not very exciting, but here's this should be somewhat interesting to some of you. That look at all the progress I've made on all these models very quickly by just doing everything as a project and going one color at a time rather than one model at a time, finishing that one model, being satisfied for a few seconds, and then looking at the sea of models I still have to start and getting discouraged and quitting and having a giant pile of shame that never gets done. I'm getting, how many models is this anyway? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30, 32, plus the 8, so 40 models. So I'm painting 40 models at the same time and making pretty good progress on all 40 models. It's that easy, folks. All right, our next color is going to be a dark blue. This is English Navy from Apple Barrel, 85 cents at Walmart. Why pay more? All right, get some. This is going to be for our blue jeans. Do I have any monsters that I'm going to paint this navy blue? What can I paint with this? You know what? Let's do our Deep One hybrids. We got some Deep One hybrids that need a little washy wash. Or they need their first... Let's do the dark... Well, no. What should I... Should I do a green wash? Okay, let's... You know what? Let's hold off on that. So this is going to be this dark blue wash. You know what? I'm going to do the tentacles. I was going to do them in purple, but I'm going to do them in dark blue just to use this wash. All right, so firstly, we're going to do our Petrella House in the Hill. So once again, we're going to use our makeup brush. And we're going to... I remembered water this time. Make sure our makeup brush is clean from our previous color. We don't have any residual color. All right, let's start with the red guy because he's got blue pants. And we're going to add some dark blue wash to turn those blue pants into blue jeans. Now, we could have painted it dark blue to begin with, but blue jeans aren't one color. Blue jeans have a kind of a contrast. They have like a texture to them, where some of the blue jeans are dark, some of the blue jeans are light. So in order to achieve that denim look, you're going to want to use a dark blue wash over the blue pants. And there we go, we're done. See how simple this is? Don't you just love wash day? Wash day is the best. Where is the blue woman? Did I forget the blue woman? All right, so our next model we're going to do is the blue woman. And for some reason, her and the yellow girl, I didn't see them when I did the burnt umber wash. So their skin still needs the burnt umber wash, and I totally forgot. So I don't need to make another burnt umber wash. I'm just gonna come back to that. I'll wait till I have more models that need burnt umber, and I'll just hold these aside. But look right here with the blue girl. By adding the dark blue wash, it made her pants darker than her shirt. So that's the point. Her pants are going to be blue jeans. Her shirt's going to be like a lighter blue. That's going to be the her. All right, she's done. God, I hate when I do stuff like that. I just messed up. But it's fine. I'll hit them with a burnt umber wash another day. I'm sure I'll have more models that have skin that I have to do the washes. And then I'll just remember to do them at that time. All right, and then the little girl's, at least her pants are done. That's what's important. Pants are important. All right, and that's it for that. Let's just do the worms. Let's hit up these penis worms with their blue tentacle faces. And that will be the other, the second stage wash for these worms, which is, it's an interesting color kind of combination with the brown and the almost like the skin tone, and then the blue, the dark blue over the skin tone for the tentacles. I'm digging it. I think it'll work. So we're just going to, again, we're just dabbing. We're not swiping. We're just dabbing, getting the wash on the model, making sure we hit everything up, and then we're gonna let gravity and nature do the heavy lifting. So there you go. That's the dark blue chthonian worm. All right, and then we got one more, and that's it, except for the Deep One hybrids, which we're gonna do a Kelly green, because again, we have to do the first stage of the two-stage wash. So the first stage is going to be a mid-tone green, and the second stage will be a dark green. I showed you a lot of examples of the second stage, but I haven't showed you an example of the first stage. So we're going to do that for the Deep One hybrids and the Child of Dagon, who's kind of like a Deep One hybrid alpha. But we're almost done with the dark blue wash that for the blue jeans. Make sure we get all the spots. Cool. All right, cool, we're done. Oh, wait. I missed one spot. There we go. All right. Okay, the worms are done. Everything is done except for these Deep One hybrids. Okay, so let's... We're just going to get started. We're going to do some Kelly Green. Kelly Green. This is my mid-tone for, again, goblins, orcs, ogres, Deep Ones, Cthulhus. Anything that's going to have green skin. I do a mid-tone in Kelly Green. I do a wash tone in Arbor Green. And that is how I do. That is how it be. All right. Mixing up our first stage wash. Okay. All right. We're going to just jump into it. Make sure this is clean. Okay. Actually, you know what? Let me get my painting handle before I do this. There we go. That way I can see the whole model without my fingers getting in the way. And again, you're not trying to, you want the highlights, you want the shading to kind of shine through. This is an extremely thin paint. You want the details to shine through. So that's it. That's all we're doing. That is the Deep One hybrid with his Kelly Green base coat. And if you want to see, again, when you want to see what it looks like altogether, just look at the Priest of Dagon. You got the Kelly Green base coat and then the Arbor Green second wash, and it gives him a nice kind of range. All right, let's do the Child of Dagon, who is the next guy. Same thing. We're just kind of stippling on the wash. It's gonna be a nice two-stage wash with the greens, starting with the Kelly Green, letting that dry, then doing the Arbor Green second wash. Now, because these are human, they're wearing clothes. I will have to go in during the details and like hit their clothes up. But as far as their skin, they're supposed to be human. They're supposed to be human. So maybe what I'll do is I'll dry brush on some flesh over the two-tone green wash. So it's like they're wearing makeup. They'll have the two-tone green wash, just like the Deep Ones, just like the the Cthulhu, the Star Spawn. But then I will have, I'll dry brush on some skin over the green to kind of show that they're hybrids. They're, they're fish people hybrids things. I don't know what's so scary about fish people. Who knows? H.P. Lovecraft came up with it. It's stuck. It's tradition at this point. So we are stuck with fish people as like the big bads. There was an Xbox game called Call of Cthulhu, Dark Corners of the Earth, which was all about Deep Ones, all about fish people. That was like the whole game. There were some other references to other H.P. Lovecraft works, but it was like 95% Escape from Innsmouth, which is the short story he wrote, which features the Deep Ones. All right, last model, and then we're done. 40 plus models. And some of them are like done, and some of them are 90% done. And you saw this didn't take very much time. And look how efficient this was, because we're going one color at a time. We were able to get so much done. And so we've made significant progress on a lot of models. We finished some models. And we worked on 40 models at the same time, very quickly, very efficiently. So if you have a big pile of shame and you haven't made any progress in it, let's zoom out so you can see all this stuff. So here's all the models we've worked on. So, I don't even know how long this video is going to be. I have about an hour's worth of raw footage I'll have to pare down. The point is, You can do this. If you have a pile of shame with projects and models you haven't worked on, just get started. Go one color at a time. But don't just work on one model. Once you finish that one model, take that color and be like, okay, what can I use this color for? And start hitting up other models. And you'll be pretty impressed with how good it all turns out. So, you know, we can look at some details. Like, we got the undead. The undead look great with their yellow and brown. Those, I really like the pee-pee poo-poo wash. Anyway, all right. That's about it. So the next stage is, well, the next stage is just to do the dry brushing or to continue. I've only done some colors. Obviously, I haven't hit the Betrella House and the Hill Minis with every wash they're going to need. But I've shown you the process. I can do that kind of off camera. And once all the washes are done, then I'll move on to the dry brushing. But they need a day to dry anyway before you get to the dry brushing step. So this is a good place to stop. Anyway, thank you very much. This is TFM, the FDM DM, and enjoy the rest of your day.